So I want to pick up right where I left off. I want to say what's up first to the whole Sales Culture family. Thank you so much for tuning back in to the Sales Culture podcast, where we're going to focus on trying to help you guys launch your actual interview-based podcast. Now, why is this important? Mainly for guys that are, especially for guys that are in B2B, I think this is really, really a creative way to go about trying to connect with, you know, potential clients or prospects. And so I think that having an interview-based podcast allows you to add value first, which is one of the biggest issues that we face right now. Like, there's so much noise out there, especially if you're trying to break into new accounts or just trying to establish some authentic relationships. Like, it really makes a lot of sense to go to figure out how you can serve someone before you try to extract anything from them. So I think podcasting is a great way to kind of, for one, get someone on your show, talk to them, have honest conversation, but then allow them to kind of share whatever they think is most important to them. So if there's a book that they have coming out, if there's anything that's happening new at their company, whatever it may be, if there's sports teams that they want to go and try to riff about, whatever they want to talk about, you allow them to come on your platform and kind of be that actual beacon or to be one more place that they can kind of help get some more shareability through. So. But we talked about having the importance of defining your audience, naming your podcast, and then having a logo. Step number four, to kind of get right back into the flow of this conversation, is to buy the right equipment. So this doesn't have to be an expensive process. Again, you can do this totally free through your phone, through Anchor. So there's no reason to get caught up in excuses. But just know that the quality of the content, the quality of the audio is going to be a little bit weak if you just try to focus on using a basic AirPods or try to record through your phone. So I recommend just like a basic starter kit. And I think that you shouldn't go all in on spending the most, you know, having the top of the line mics. Like, one of the mics are the Shure M7 mics. It's like $400 a mic. But it sounds phenomenal. Sounds great. I use the AT2005 mics. I found out about them through the Tim Ferriss Show. It's really easy for me to travel with, as I am today. As I'm in Denver, I can record out of my hotel room. Don't need a full studio setup. And I can plug this right into my computer, as well as I can use an actual handy cam. So I use the AT2005 USB mics, but I can also plug them into my mobile recorder. And I use a Zoom H6 for that. So I'll have links to the actual products in the actual show notes, so you guys can pick them up there. But that's kind of it. Like, that's the best thing about podcasting. You don't need a lot of equipment to really make this happen. You don't need to get lost into, you know, having a lot of being so technical about it. I recommend that get into the flow. Make sure that you want to commit to the process, because it is a process. So commit to the process of recording and getting comfortable on the microphone. Define your voice strategy. And then, you know, if you're ready, by all means, go out and purchase the actual high-end studio equipment. Even on that end, you should drop only a couple grand on that, and that's for the best of the best. And if you want a couple mics set up, I spent less than $500 for everything total, and I'm talking about like from the bags to the handycams to four mics, so I can have people on the actual podcast and we can record, and it works. And so another piece of software you might want to think about getting is, if you're going to do an interview-based show and you want to have people call in, maybe using a Skype recorder. It's a one-time $40 payment, but that's it. So, you know, if you think about this, right, like, you should be all in. And this is if you're using what I think is pretty quality setup. You know, I use it for less than $550, right? All in. You can do it for free. So don't feel like don't allow the money to be the barrier or get caught up on that being too technical with your actual equipment so you lose sight of what you're up to. The main part is that you focus on your voice strategy, focus on the people that you want to connect with, and giving value back to the audience. So step number five, down to promoting your podcast. So simple steps here, right? I want to run through these, but there's some aspects about promoting your podcast that is changing that I want to talk about. But let's start with the basics. Promote your podcast. Get your domain name list, right? So get that list set up for yourself. Create or build a list of ideal guests. So these should be your target audience, again, people that you want to do business with, influencers throughout your industry, etc. Get those people, build a list out for it. You can go to Fiverr and have someone build a LinkedIn list for you as well for less than $50. Or I did it for $7 to get 50 people. I'll give you, matter of fact, you go back and listen to two previous episodes, I'll walk through those steps. But and then just set up an email sequence. I use Nimble. I've used HubSpot. They're all great. MailChimp. But just have a basic drip of information about your show So starting with that, you know, why you want to do your show, have it drip out and then invite people onto the show. And again, this should be really simple conversations. Get a nice four-step email sequence set up. If you have questions about that, let me know. But it's really, through any basic CRM, you can get that done relatively cheap, or for free, really, through some basic MailChimp setups. All right, step number six, and this is really important. It is your workflow. But you know what? I'm going to save this for a later conversation because the workflow is so big that I want to have a, I might break it off to a separate part four thing, but I'll run through it really quick. And it's just that the process that you can have a system for recording. So if you're going to have a weekly show, the best way to do it, I say, is to stockpile the interviews in advance. Try to get those interviews done in a very, maybe block off 2 weeks. Invite people out to your site if you're going to do it on site, or line up the phone calls, knock it out, and then have it edited and then drip it out every week. I think that's the easiest way. Another way that I do it, which gives me a lot of headache, but this is kind of, I like to rock and roll with it, is literally have a time that you say, I'm going to record with, you know, record at noon every day, wherever I'm at. So if I'm on the road, I got the mic with me. I bust out the camera so I can do Instagram. I mean, so I could do a Facebook Live as well and just go ahead and dive into it that way. So that's another thought. So, but anyway, just have a structure or have a time slot whenever you're going to go do the actual reach out to the actual all your guests, as well as, you know, try to have a backlog of all the interviews that you want to have done. That's also important. And, you know, having that, all the graphics and everything else done in advance, so you can just drop them in there, have the show notes slides ready, and have those templates, and then cross promote on whatever your, you know, based off whatever your social media strategy is. I think that's a really cool tactic. So I'm going to dive into this step a lot more because, you know, I think that it requires a little bit of, you know, slowing down and really talking about the workflow, because it will save you a lot of headache. One of the biggest things too is that so many people drop off. Like they fall off after episode 7 because they realize it does take a little bit of planning, takes a little bit of strategy to really have your podcast up and running on a regular basis. So don't be like that. Have a good workflow. If you need help thinking through that process, let me know. I would love to kind of help you out with that at all. And it's not charging here. I'm just in the podcast and want to see people do more podcasts. So you guys should lay out that process. Think about what you're trying to accomplish, but figure out how you can have a system set up. All right, step number 7 is literally just have your backstory ready. And I think the backstory matters, man. Like, why do you want to start a podcast? Why is it important that you think that people should be talking about whatever you think they ought to be talking about? You know, how did you get started? And so I call that episode 000. Get into that. Have that story time set up. I think stories grab people. Stories keep people. People can resonate more with a person that has an authentic story that they're sharing about what they're up to. So even though this is probably something that you're doing for business, being able to share why you're doing what you're doing, I think, is really important. And this really speaks well to a lot of companies looking to hire certain, you know, if they're looking for top talent and they're struggling to kind of find good people to kind of bring on board for the companies. I challenge you to say, whether do you have a story in place? Do people know your story? Do your current employees know your story? Can they tell it with their own spin on it, of course, right? I mean, and if that's not the case, think about telling your story more often and putting it on a podcast, having a platform where it can be repeated and they say, oh yeah, that's what we're up to. That's why, you know, we're doing what we're doing today and we're putting in the effort that we're doing. So yeah, having the bad story is really important to promoting your podcast. So, you know, really to kind of recap some basic steps, have the equipment set up for yourself. Pick up a couple basic pieces, a recorder and some mics. Keep it simple. So whether you record through your phone, super low budget, you're using what I'm doing, which is like mid-grade type of tools, I would say, the AT2005 USB plugins, or you go with the Shure M7 mics. There's a lot of other mics out there. There's plenty of people talking about it, so I don't want to waste a lot of time on the equipment. But that's step number 4. Step number 5 is promoting your podcast and really having that and really baking that into your social media strategy, because podcasting is also great because it allows you to create so much endless content, right? I mean, it's a way that you can bring people on your show, have the podcast become your pillar content, and then you break it off into micro pieces, right? And you can, you know, obviously have the video going, so you got things that you can post on LinkedIn. You also have, you know, any type of snippets you want to grab, have it transcribed for like blogs, you know, pictures for Instagram, whatever you're up to. I mean, micro pieces, they got so many ways that you can have that distributed. But literally having the podcast be your pillar of your content, bring on the guests, you know, start to build your tribe, build your network around that. And I want to say one thing about podcasting promotion. I haven't seen great results from boosting my podcast links on social media platforms. And I primarily believe that, you know, anytime I run ads on Instagram or LinkedIn, they're locked in on LinkedIn, right? Like LinkedIn does a good job of keeping you on LinkedIn now. They didn't used to, but now they do. And so Instagram's the same way. Instagram has a whole bunch of scientists plotting up how they can have the right color scheme to make sure that you don't jump off the platform. So when I boost a post that says, check out my podcast, and it has a link that redirects you off the site, I mean, you might not be ready to listen to a podcast right now. You might be like, you know, driving while you're on Instagram, which is horrible, but you might be doing it. And so you don't might have time to kind of try to hit the link and then try to get redirected outside. So one of the things I think, if you're going to spend money on advertising your show, one of the best ways, the best places to really make that happen, I would say, is on other people's podcasts. So spend some dollars with some other people that are in the same industry as you, and allow and literally just try to siphon off guests, basically, right? You're kind of pulling other people away from that show and then put them on your show. But it works, right? And because it's podcast listeners, so they already are familiar with podcasting because they at least listened to one before. So they aren't new. They aren't coming in cold, which is nice. And then as well as, you know, these are probably people that are that are interested in the same topic. So find podcasts that are relevant. Another good way is through podcast guesting. Like, have those guests that have a decent following that people search, and have them come on your show. Then that way you might be able to pull some of their listeners as well. So, you know, however you're going to spend your ad dollars native to how people like to consume podcasts is extremely important, I believe. So, having seen great results, I'd love to hear if you guys have promoted your podcast on other platforms and see it kind of really take off otherwise. You know, I would love to learn from you guys as well, but that's just my experience. So that's step number five. Find a way to promote your podcast. Make sure that you own your URL for that podcast, and that way people can't come in and kind of hijack you. But own that URL. You can run ads to that as well for any type of SEO play. And step number six is have a process of how you want to stockpile your interviews, or at least have a designated time to when you can consistently record that content and get it out, have it published, have it produced, and then get it online. So anyway, that's the quick, you know, 4 through 6 steps. And step number 7, of course, is to plan to record your backstory. I think this is extremely important for anyone who wants to kind of who isn't well known online or doesn't have a very well established brand. The story is always going to come into play. So have that story ready. And again, you know what? Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in to the Sales Culture Podcast. I really hope you found this beneficial. If you did, please rate it, subscribe, and tell a friend, just one friend. Tell a friend about it if they're into podcasting. I would love to talk to them. Either way, they can just go grab my PDF PowerPoint slide deck on my LinkedIn page. You can go there or just drop past salesculture.work, and you can scoop it up on the website as well. So with that said, guys, you guys be phenomenal, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Sales Culture Podcast. I'm out. And with that, it's a wrap. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Sales Culture Radio Show. And to learn more about the agency, go to salesculture.work. And don't forget to rate it and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.